What message does that send to the troops?
Well, what message does it send?
That you can get away with things. We have to have good order and discipline. It's the backbone of what we do. I don't think he really understands the full definition of a warfighter. A warfighter is a profession of arms. And a profession of arms has standards that they have to be held to and they hold themselves to.
Right. So they got to be standards that are plausible and reasonable.
So the president doesn't understand the warfighter, Newt.
Well, I think it's a question of bias and emphasis. My dad spent 27 years in the infantry, and I think he had a pretty deep sense from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam of being a warfighter. And part of the question you have is a matter of bias. Here's a guy who dedicated his entire life to defending his country, who represented one of the most elite units we have. Let's say he made a mistake. The question the president's saying is that a big enough mistake to take away his symbol, the trident, of being a SEAL, and in effect have him retire in dishonor, which it would have been among his colleagues?
Yeah.
Or can we overlook this one thing? Because this guy gave us years of very hard service in very dangerous places.
These are very, very twisted people. I have to say, Donald Trump is doing what no foreign adversary could do, and that's destroy the U.S. military. I mean, you think about it. You know, the slave-holding South couldn't defeat our military. The freaking British couldn't defeat our military. Hitler, the Kaiser, the Soviets in the Cold War, none of these, they all failed to defeat the U.S. military. And Donald Trump alone is doing such institutional damage to the military on purpose. I can't even, you know, explain to you how serious this is. You know, everybody that worries about martial law, that's small potatoes when you consider what this is. This is making the military not loyal to democracy, not loyal to the Constitution, not loyal to the oath they take to protect and defend the United States. This is making the military into a cult of personality that is loyal only to the dear leader. This is a military, coup. I mean, this is just unbelievable. The military has the most complicated and dangerous things to do, the most insanely specifically organized and executed things that they must do. And it's all about process and planning and chains of command. I mean, they set up a million dominoes to all fall perfectly. And Donald Trump is like Benny Hill riding the tricycle. Do you know what I'm saying? This is so damaging. This is so, I mean, having Donald Trump in charge of the military is like having a NASA moon mission run by the Hell's Angels. You need people who know math and physics and science. And the people he likes, their expertise is in knife fights and, gang rape. What could go wrong? What could go wrong, everybody? I mean, we are literally being destroyed from within. This is unbelievable. The United States military has always been about people like me. Citizen soldiers defending their country. And Trump wants to make it into a mercenary, a thug fighting force that fights for him and him alone.
I am the chosen one.
Oh, this is really, I got to say, and when you look at the lawyers, have you seen the lawyers? You know who the lawyers are? The lawyers were Rudy Giuliani's ex-law partners from Greenberg Traueg. Okay, the lawyers are Mark Mukasey, Michael Mukasey's son, and Bernie Kerik, the former disgraced felonious. I mean, he was convicted of like 7-8 felonies, Bernie Kerik. How is this possible that he's got a law? I don't even understand it. I don't even understand how this whole thing works. But here you have suddenly all the Trump supporters like on the side of Russian invasions, on the side of Russian conspiracy theories, on the side of Donald Trump's conspiracy theory that Ukraine did it and Russia didn't. And I mean, it's an alternative universe. When you watch that channel, you just feel like, up is down and black is white, and you're through the looking glass, and two is five, and the 2 minutes hate, and I mean, it's Orwellian, and it's dangerous, and it's not stopping. Last night, Tucker Carlson said out loud what you know Tucker Carlson has been thinking for a really long time, and that is that he doesn't care about an American ally, that he doesn't care about Ukraine, that he doesn't care. In fact, he said out loud, he's rooting for Russia.
So Hunter Biden didn't. I know Hunter Biden. I actually like Hunter Biden. But that's totally corrupt, and you know it. Why is it worse to ask about it than it is to do it?
Because people are dying.
Yeah, well, let me just interject here before he says this thing that is just so unforgivable about Russia and rooting for Russia. He says, why was it so bad to ask for the investigation and not really want the investigation? And the answer is plain. Because the investigation would produce nothing incriminating about Hunter Biden or Joe Biden. All Donald Trump wanted was the campaign issue. All Donald Trump wanted was to stand on the stage and saying, even Ukraine thinks he's dirty. Okay? And I don't know who this freaking guest is, but he doesn't get it.
On the front lines. You think it's a joke.
Why do I care what's going on in the conflict between Ukraine and Russia? Because, and I'm serious.
I'll tell you why.
And why shouldn't I root for Russia, which I am?
Why shouldn't I root for Russia, which I am? Why should I care about what's happening to an American ally? You see, and this is why the problem in the Pentagon is so big, because it's not just pardoning war criminals, three of them. It's not just pardoning a guy who was sentenced to 19 years for murder, okay? It isn't even just this situation that we find ourselves in now with Gallagher and Goldstein and Lawrence and another guy you probably never even heard of named B. Hammond, I think. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. Lawrence got 19 years for the murder of three innocent Iraqi civilians. He said that they were on a motorcycle and they were gunning their motorcycle. He thought he was being fired at. His platoon literally testified against him. That did not happen. It was not happening. Their motorcycles weren't even turned on, and that he got on the radio and he called in, a kill. He was sitting in Leavenworth for 19 years and he got pardoned. Major Goldstein was supposed to stand trial for the murder of an unarmed Afghan man who he told the CIA that he killed and then buried him in a shallow grave, went back to the shallow grave, unburied him so he could burn his body. I mean, that was just cold-blooded murder. They stripped Goldstein of his special forces tab. And then Lawrence and Goldstein were both cause celebrity. I don't even know how to pronounce that French word. But they were causes that Fox took up, that Pete Hegseth took up. And they Fox News inserted themselves into the chain of command inside the U.S. military. I mean, it's just but that's not even all. I mean, you have to remember what Trump has done to the U.S. military. First, you remember, he wanted the U.S. military and actually deployed them to do border patrol duties. And they were livid about that. The U.S. military is not allowed to operate inside the United States. This is why people are making jokes like we're this close to having Trump say that you have to quarter the soldiers in your house and pay for it. I mean, that was one of the things, that they should do border patrol duty. Then he took the military money and he illegally, according to the court, repurposed it under a fake national emergency claim to pay for the wall. This was for military on-base housing. He went into the construction budget and he spent the military's money on a stupid wall. Then, before that, he said he wanted a military parade to honor him. Lately, he ordered the military to betray our allies, the Kurds, and this totally demoralized our troops in Syria, who then were ordered to stand aside while their fighting brothers, the Kurds, were slaughtered. Then go further back. Remember the USS John McCain scandal where he tried to cover up the name of the vessel so that he didn't have to see it? He ordered a space force be created. Then he tried to do a trans ban in the military.